World Duchenne Awareness Day, and we talk about the GR.1K to raise money, to raise awareness and more. Let's talk to you about this opportunity, Mike Fryer. Good morning to you.
Hi, Shelley. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Welcome, Kyle Smith. Good morning to you.
Hello, Shelley.
All right, let's do some 101s. We have a registration that has opened today for a pretty cool event that happens, I think, today as well.
Actually, it's Saturday, November 4th, but we're here really because it's World Duchenne Awareness Days, yes. And we're opening up registration. We have about 2,000 runners that run this thing, and so, hey, we got signups. It's ready to go.
Yes, and you've already given me my 0.1K sticker. Yeah. Should I put next to my 26.2?
There you go. Funny ha-ha to the marathons.
What is the exact date of the run, of the 0.1K?
So it is Saturday, November 4th.
Gotcha.
And we race at noon. It's right by the Bob. We start at the one corner of the Bob, and we run to the next corner of the Bob.
It's a tough one.
So,
0.1K. I'm trying to do the math on that, but you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
A little longer than a football field.
Yeah. Duchenne, World Duchenne Awareness Day. Tell me about this this opportunity to be aware.
Sure. This day has been focused 3 years ago, it began, and the focus of it is to bring awareness to the disease. It affects 1 in 3,500 boys born today, so on the rare side of diseases out there. Recently, we lost our biggest ambassador for this disease, Jerry Lewis, who always did a telethon every Labor Day weekend. He was immensely powerful at bringing awareness to this disease, and we're trying to continue that, and this day is, you know, designed to focus in on that so we can get more people aware of it and get them involved with fundraisers to help find, you know, a cure, and that's our goal.
Just to throw around a couple terms, I have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, so this is a segment of an MD diagnosis?
Yes, it is. It's primarily affects boys, as I mentioned, and it affects the muscles in the body. And we have two boys, Kevin and Kyle Fryer.
And you personally, you and Don.
Yes,
your
my wife Deanne and I have two boys, and one is almost 18, the other is 13. The 18-year-old is in a wheelchair. It's been in a wheelchair for 3.5 years. Today, he finds it very difficult to brush his teeth. In fact, he can't brush his teeth anymore. That's part of the degradation of the muscle cells and tissues, and even eating. Trying to raise a fork or a spoon to his mouth, it's very challenging. Our 13-year-old is still walking, but using a wheelchair, you know, most of the day. He can do more things, but the progression of the disease, it affects every muscle in your body, your heart and lungs included. So we're here to try to prolong their lives and find a cure.
Yes. Kyle Smith, what is your connection here?
Well, Mike and I went to high school together, you know, 30 years ago, and have been involved in various things, but a number of Mike and Dee's friends have gotten together for different charity causes, but we started the GR.1K. This is our seventh year. Last year we raised about $50,000. Mm-hmm. What a great community to have this in. I mean, we have a great downtown. We have terrific friends and family that reach out. And then everybody else that think a 0.1K, I mean, it's set up like a marathon. You get your runner's bib. You get, you know,
starting line, right?
There's a starting line. There's a finish line. You get a race shirt. And it's like you're doing everything, and you're doing a marathon, like you know, Shelley, but it's very short. It's a short run.
Yeah. So what else happens with the run then?
Obviously? It's really family-focused. We have lots
of
activities.
I'm thinking it won't take me all
day. Yeah, okay. It's a quick one. You blink your eye, and you've missed it. But it's amazing the amount of people come out. It is at the Bob. We have live entertainment. We have activities for kids. Our Duchenne boys are in a competition. Last year they had a gourmet mac and cheese competition. This year it's going to be a cake competition, actually, that they are going to design with local chefs and for tasting for everybody who runs, of course, too. But we really like to get the kids involved. It's very, very family friendly.
The proceeds look like they go to a good cause.
Yeah, PPMD stands for Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy. It is an organization that started back in 94 and is really focused on finding a cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy and other various forms of muscular dystrophy. Most people have heard of Mitchell's Run in Rockford. That is designated to the same charity. And so we are just here to promote PPMD and try to find ways to keep the boys active and more moving. You know, the gene therapies and different drug trials that are out there we're making differences in the world today, and it's helping our boys live longer, more productive lives too.
Yes. The is there an opportunity, Kyle, to wear a costume on this?
Oh, if you go, if you go to the Facebook page, if you go to our website, which is runashortrace.com, you'll see a host of different pictures. I mean, crazy people come out with crazy costumes. You know, registration starts at 9, so there's, you know, people are pre-hydrating a little bit before the race. The Bob does a great job in their space. We go outside at noon. And, yeah, costumes. There's a couple guys we put in the Hall of Fame that dress up like business guys. They have umbrellas. They look like they walked out of a, you know, a London, England set. I mean, bowler hats, the whole thing. It's just a, it's a great time. Younger kids, I mean, 8-year-olds are trying to win it. Unfortunately, there's 48-year-olds that are also trying to win it. And it's just a blast. It's a fun time.
It's great. Again, that happens on November 4th. Registration opens today. World Duchenne Awareness Day. World. I mean, this is not limited to the U.S. of A.
No, it isn't. You know, it's a disease that's everywhere. It has no boundaries. It primarily affects boys, and 1 in 3,500 born today are affected by this disease. And like I mentioned, it's rarer, and in order for us to get this to the next level, we need to get people aware of the disease and come and participate in our fundraisers, because that's, you know, that's how we all can make a difference.
You mentioned genes. Is this, I mean, I trust you had no idea this would happen. And I mean, do we have a cause for
this? Yeah, it's an X chromosome gene, and the boys who are born with don't have the dystrophin gene. And that's the largest gene in our genetic makeup. So generally what happens, it's mom could be a carrier. And it doesn't present primarily in women. It's very rare. It does happen in women. It sometimes does. But mom unknowingly at conception passes a good X or the bad X. And, you know, obviously we never know until all of a sudden the disease surfaces when you have a child. And our oldest was diagnosed at age 3.5 because we knew something wasn't exactly right with him. He was slower walking and running and some things that just, you know, he was a happy kid and did all kinds of things that kids were doing, but he was much, much slower pace. And, it, you know, it's not a normal disease that you see every day. So, you know, bringing awareness to this disease is good for parents and doctors locally to be able to pick up on it earlier so they can get ahead of it with gene therapy and different trials.
And, again, your support, you and Jody, Kyle, important along this journey.
Yeah, I mean, what's great about, you know, one, the Friars are great. And there's, you know, I think when we started, there was like 4 or 5 different families in the area. There's got to be a dozen, and it's a good group to get together. The PPMD charity is terrific. It's really a grassroots, parent-run charity. You know, Dee goes in front of Congress and speaks to them about this. And, you know, it's a good group of people to be involved with, and we got a good group of friends.
And so how we can get involved is to at least start the sign up for the 0.1K, and there will probably be some other beverage. Yeah, there'll be some beverages that day.
Oh, yeah.
You want to train for it. You got to start training.
I need a couple months, probably see about 4 months for a marathon, a couple months for this, right?
Yeah.
Give you enough time.
Okay, we're on that. Your final words would be what, Kyle Smith?
Hey, one, you can go to our website, runashortrace.com, learn more about PPMD, learn more about the race, see some of the fun pictures. Hey, we had about 1,600 people last year. We raised about $50,000. If every one of those people can just bring one other person, we're going to raise $100,000. So that'd be awesome.
Step at a time. Take us out, if you would, please, Mike Fryer, and one more time on the website and or how to register.
Yeah, runashortwaist.com, and PPMD's website is parentprojectmusculardystrophy.com, and that is the charity we raise money for. You can find out all about the disease and how it affects boys. And we really wish we could have as many people show up and get to that 2,000 number this year. So please come out and join us.
Will your boys be there?
They will, and they'll be starting it off with the Pledge of Allegiance and carrying the American flag and ready to rock.
Good that they will be. All right, gentlemen, thank you.
World, all right, thank you so much,
Shelley. World Duchenne Awareness Day is today. That means your action item is to register for the GR 0.1K. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.